we've been talking about gold off and on all morning, and it's that's the secret. We all want a little bit of gold that nobody else has got. And the person who may be able to help us get there is Dr. Richard Bean. He's from the University of Newcastle and the University of Queensland, and he's a bit of a code cracker. Well, let's go back to medieval times, Richard. It was always the big dream of people to be able to make gold from something else because there are limited quantities of gold in the world. And so they did actually write things about it, didn't they?
Yes, that was the dream of all the alchemists, to create the philosopher's stone or the elixir of life that would restore sick people to health and create gold at the same time.
And were they successful?
Well, they certainly spent a lot of time on it. Isaac Newton spent, most of his life looking for this kind of thing, and they weren't successful in the sense that they made an actual philosopher's stone, but they were successful in that this has led to modern chemistry and modern science.
We've all been a little more interested in the philosopher's stone since Harry Potter, of course, but getting back, they did actually write documents, didn't they?
That's right, yes. And some of these documents were enciphered because they didn't want the recipe to fall into the hands of the uneducated or the hands of people who didn't know what to do.
Yeah, we can't just have everybody making gold, can we?
No.
So John Dee was one of these people, I believe, and he was actually a person of some accomplishment and was also astronomer to Queen Elizabeth as the first, that is.
That's right. He was a real polymath. He was an alchemist, astronomer, astrologer, and he invented the phrase the British Empire.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so he had an interest in everything, as people did in those days. And he wrote a lot of his findings down in cipher.
That's right, yes. So he had a notebook that he shared with his son, Arthur Dee, and they wrote about all their alchemical experiments there. And his son, Arthur, was physician to the Tsar of Russia at the time as well. So they had a lot of medicine and alchemy there.
So why did somebody start to look at, or why did you start to look at this notebook?
Well, I've been interested in historical ciphers for a long time. So you learn about ancient and modern history. I was inspired by the Jules Verne book, Journey to the Centre of the Earth, where the main character cracks the cipher of an Icelandic alchemist from the 16th century in Latin. And, here was my opportunity to do exactly the same thing, basically, but only in real life, not fiction.
So how did you do it?
Well, I already had a lot of statistical tables from cracking previous ciphers from the 20th century, and I happened to have a lot of tables of Latin statistics. So it was really a matter of using my experience, working out what kind of cipher type it was, and writing a lot of computer programs, basically.
That's your background, of course, isn't it? You're in IT.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm a mathematician, but I do a lot of computer programming.
So it's a lot easier these days to work at cracking codes than it would have been.
That's right, yes. A lot of the drudge work is taken away by computers, yeah.
Yeah, hooray. So you've got the secret, have you? You've cracked the code, you've found the answer.
Yes, well, it's all written in Latin, and things written 400 years ago probably require a lot of context and interpretation. So that's what my colleagues, Sarah from the University of Graz in Austria and Megan from Philadelphia, are looking at.
So they're looking. Do you mean you haven't got the answer?
It's going to require a lot more work before we can get a publication explaining what to do. It's not exactly a matter of, put it in the oven for 400 degrees at 2 hours. They didn't really have those concepts back then.
I suppose they didn't. But did they? Were they happy with the success of their experiments?
Oh, you mean my colleagues or the...
the ancient people.
Yeah, the ancient people. Yes, well, Arthur Dee wrote a book called Secret of Secrets, Arcanorum, where he claimed he'd found the Philosopher's Stone. So, maybe he's still alive today. Who knows?
Will there be more code cracking to go in the manuscripts in the notebook?
Absolutely. It's a fascinating subject, and it really... throws light on the practices of the ancient alchemists. And Dr. Don Laycock, who was from Newcastle, actually wrote a book, an Enochian dictionary about the angelic language that Dr. John Dee used to communicate with angels back in the 1500s.
Oh, that might be another secret we'll need to explore. I can see this is a work in progress. Thanks for bringing us up to date on it.
You're welcome.
Dr. Richard Bean from the University of Newcastle on 2NURFM.